In most countries, having international experience on your resume can help you land a job, or at the very least, impress your friends. But that's not necessarily the case in Japan, where so-called returnees often face ridicule and even outright discrimination. From Tokyo, NPR's Eric Weiner reports.
The Japanese government classifies anyone who's lived outside of the country for 3 or more years as a returnee. 22-year-old Natsue Watanabe easily fits that definition. She lived in Michigan for 9 years. When she returned to Japan at age 16, she says it felt like a foreign country. Her classmates taunted her, calling her gaijin or foreigner. Watanabe speaks fluent colloquial English, a fact she tried to hide during English class.
We had to stand up and read the textbook. And I didn't want to embarrass the English teacher because I knew that I could speak better than her. So I read it with a Japanese accent, and everyone's like, come on, you know, read it in American English.
It isn't just Watanabe's fluent English that makes her stand out. Her body language, her outspoken manner, her healthy dose of attitude are all very un-Japanese.
There are some Japanese people who accept me for who I am, but a lot of people are like, you know, she's different. Why does she talk that much? Why does she express herself so much?
Watanabe recently graduated from Sophia University. The leafy campus in downtown Tokyo serves as a sort of safe house for returnees. At least half the students here have lived abroad. Many say they experienced ijume, or bullying, when they re-entered Japan's school system. Sometimes even a brief stint overseas can taint someone, rendering them no longer pure Japanese in the eyes of some people here. Junko Hasagawa was an exchange student in Arkansas for about 1 year. When she returned to her home in Yokohama, Japan, her mother sensed that something wasn't quite right.
My mom asked me, like, are you hungry? And I said, yes. What do you want to eat? And I shrugged my shoulders. And she was really upset. Don't pretend like American.
Japanese don't shrug their shoulders, nor, discovered Hasagawa, do they engage in public displays of affection.
After I came back from the States, and there is a festival in summer, and I met lots of friends from junior high school, and I was really excited, so I hugged them, and they said, like, are you drunk, Junko? Because we don't hug in Japan.
Female students like Hasagawa have an especially difficult time readjusting to life in Japan, where the battle of the sexes has yet to be waged. Michiko Oshikawa lived in Chicago for more than 15 years. When she returned to Japan, many men were put off by her forthright manner.
My attitude is too aggressive, they said. If I'm not angry, why not? Why don't I do that? That was not good for a Japanese lady.
Oshikawa now works as a volunteer at a group called Friends, which helps other returnees make the transition back to Japan. Most, she says, end up working for foreign companies or, in some cases, leaving Japan for good. Attitudes are slowly beginning to change as Japan struggles to fit into the global economy. Some companies recognize that a bilingual and bicultural returnee can be a valuable asset. And a few returnees are even striking it rich. Pop star Hikaru Nishida is perhaps Japan's best-known returnee. She sings in Japanese and English and doesn't hide the fact that she spent her formative years in California. To some of Japan's returnees, Nishida is a hero, proof positive that you can, in fact, go home again. Eric Weiner, NPR News, Tokyo.